Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting second. The second baseman, Gil McDougald. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Yogi Berra. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting sixth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tony Kubek. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Sturdivant. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Tom Sturdivant. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Harrell. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The second baseman, Vic Power. Batting fourth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Earl Averill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Cal McLish. And now, play ball. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Averill fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle bunts towards the right side of the infield. Power fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Power moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso takes first base on ball four. Nixon moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Throneberry fields it and throws to second for the out. Power scores. Nixon moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball four. Vernon moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Nixon scores. Vernon moves to third. Colavito moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Averill fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish strikes out. One out. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Harrell strikes out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger hits a fly ball into right field. Barra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power misplays the ball. That's an error on Power. Tom Sturdivant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdivant hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Barra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Minoso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-1 in the game. McDougald hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mantle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0-for-1 in the game. Berra hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mantle moves to second. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mantle. The throw from Nixon and he is safe. Mantle steals third. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaborn hits a fly ball for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill strikes out. One out. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0-for-1 in the game. McLish hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Harrell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubek takes first base on ball 4. Tom Sturdivant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdivant is 0-for-1 in the game. Sturdivant hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kubek moves to third. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. Geiger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Power for the out. Geiger moves to second. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a fly ball into right field. Barra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Geiger moves to third. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Geiger scores. It's 6-0, Indians. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. There goes Minoso trying to get to home. Sturdivant throws to Howard who tags Minoso for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-2 in the game. McDougald hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Indians. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berra is called out on strikes. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Yankees 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lump fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0-for-2 in the game. McLish takes first base on ball 4. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Harrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quebec fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Billy Harrell now playing third base. Billy Hunter now playing shortstop. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Thronberry hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Indians. Tony Quebec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quebec is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Quebec hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Bauer pinch hits for Tom Sturdivant. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Yankees 2. The Indians will come to bat. Virgil Trucks now pitching. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McDougald reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Power takes first base on ball 4. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a line drive into right field. Berra picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Berra. Power goes all the way around to score. Nixon moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Indians. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thronberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Trucks covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McDougald hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berra hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon juggles the ball. That's an error on Vernon. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Yankees 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Richardson now playing second base. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Colavito strikes out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McLish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Harrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-3 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thronberry strikes out. Two outs. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kubek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ina Slaughter pinch hits for Virgil Trux. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Power reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and New York Yankees, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.